The National Institutes of Health wants to study 55,000 people who participated in some aspect of the BP oil spill cleanup. The NIH is conducting a massive multi-decade study to learn about the human effects of the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Dale Sandler is principal investigator of the Gulf study.
In order to get a really good understanding of how much of people's health concerns, if there are any, are related to the oil spill itself and not to other things that are common to people who live in the Gulf region, it's very important that we have these large numbers.
Sandler says the most intensive data collection will occur in the first 2 years. She says the NIH wants to track cleanup workers and volunteers for 20 years in order to find out if oil spills and exposure to dispersants affect physical and mental health.
The major data collection effort happens up front when we do a physical exam in their home. It's private and confidential, and we'll do some basic health screening at that time. And then over the years, contact will be through brief mailings and a couple of telephone interviews over time.
Sandler says she has field teams assembled in 4 states. She says this research will also give insights into the health of Gulf Coast residents who tend to be medically underserved and understudied.
This is an opportunity to not only understand the oil spill, but to get a picture of what the health of the community is. The workers are not a typical occupational cohort. They are members of the community.
Sandler says the NIH estimates it will cost about $30 million to conduct the study. More information is at nihgulfstudy.org.